It's just gone 18:06 here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, and that means it's time for a wrap of the day's markets activity. And for that, we're joined by Makwe Maselela, Portfolio Manager at BP Bernstein. Good evening, Makwe.
Evening, Vanessa, and evening to your listeners.
Now, Makwe, both the top 40 and all share finished the day in the black today. Tell us, what drove sentiment on the equity markets?
You know, and I think it's a convincing day, because for them, the markets to go up by almost 500 points, you know, and on broad base, I think one can say, you know, it's kind of spread, and given that we've been having some down days. But remember, we woke up, as expected, the U.S. raised interest rates, and they remain cautious on the inflation outlook. And then we had the House and the Senate agreeing on one-to-one can become the final lap, you know, when it comes to the tax bill. Bearing in mind that, you know, since November last year, markets have been going up based on the fact that corporate taxes will be lowered in the U.S. And if you see it coming to fruition, and that's at the back of seeing Donald Trump struggling to get what we call or reclaim the Obamacare, and people were very skeptical that will he be able to get this one through. And here we are seeing it is happening. And shortly thereafter, after raising the rates, we saw the People's Bank of China also raising their interest rates. And then, but now later in the day, the ECB, they left their key rate unchanged, but they maintained to pledge to move slowly when it comes to unwinding down their stimulus. Remember, their stimulus was supposed to come to an end sometime early next year, but they managed to move it to September. Mm-hmm. So they pledged that they will just continue to move slowly on that. And I think that managed to give the market a bit of a boost. And yes, the Bank of England, as well as expected, they kept their policy rate unchanged. But the ECB president signaled that the euro area economic growth isn't yet strong enough to warrant cutting monetary stimulus. But in the meantime, the other side of the Atlantic, we are getting the Fed saying that, you know what, the projection of the three rate increases is there, you know, come 2018. Mm-hmm. So I think that was kind of what was happening. Mainly, one can say the markets were dominated or controlled by what central banks have been saying. And back home here, you know, people are gradually, or investors, getting convinced that chances look that Cyril might be the one who will be elected. And we can also see that when it comes to the strength of the rent, because markets or investors, they tend to prefer Cyril for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So that also managed to help us. And also our current account.
Yes, I did see that reduced.
Exactly, though it is slightly, but you know what? Thanks God to the whole increase in agricultural export, but we saw some declines when it comes to sales of mining and manufacturing goods. So that managed to offset that increase when it comes to agricultural exports.
So a number of different factors at play there on the equity markets as a whole. But on the company's front, Makwe, Steinhoff's saga is continuing. Now with the company saying that it has to restate its 2016 financial results, as those cannot be relied upon. What are you making of this?
You know, I think I've got it wrong, or the markets have got it wrong. For me, it was a bit of a relief for them just to say 2016 results. You know, I thought it was going to get more than that or worse than that.
Wow.
They're going to take it years back, you know, but still the markets kind of didn't like that. They now continue to finish down. And, you know, I think it's something that people can live with, in the sense that the more we get information out of spin-off, the better.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as there's absence of information, people will speculate as much as they can. And on top of that, we had the ECB as well saying that, you know what, they're ready to learn lessons if required from its purchase of bonds when it comes to spin-off. Remember, mm-hmm. The ECB was also buying what we call corporate bonds when it comes to their program, to their stimulus program, and they were criticized for doing that. So it's a proof that you guys were wrong to buy corporate bonds. But yeah, it's not just a South African issue. Even the likes of the European Central Bank have been affected. That thing, their bonds value have halved since this accounting scandal came out. But yeah, the sooner we get information, the better. And then investors can make decisions going forward. And the share continued to go down today.
Well, we'll certainly be covering that information as soon as it becomes available here at MoneyWeb. Makwe, for now, that's where we're going to have to leave things. Thank you so much for your time, Makwe Maselela, Portfolio Manager at BP Bernstein.